Go ahead. What happened to you? What happened to you?
Things have changed over the years. Very much.
So we're on Daf Chavav Amin Aleph, about to turn to Chavav Amin Beis. The last two lines, Amar Rava. Rava says that our Mishnah that says that you have to use the Domim when you sell a Beis Knesses for an Aliyah B'Kedusha, and that the Beis Knesses itself still retains its Kedusha. And we'll see that that expresses itself later on Chav Zayin Amid Beis, the fact that the buyer, the seller, is not allowed to use the Beis Knesses for a Dover Shel Bizayon. That only applies, says Rava, Shalom Machro B'Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir B'Maymet Anshe Ha'ir. Avol Machro Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir B'Maymet Anshe Ha'ir Afu L'Mishta B'Shikra Shapir Domi. You could use the Domim for whatever you want, and the Beis HaKnesses could be used in the hands of the buyer for whatever you want. Why? Because it was sold by the Shiva Tovei Ha'ir B'Maymet Anshe Ha'ir. That's what Rava says. So yesterday I mentioned that it seems from Rashi, and he also builds it on the Rambam in this article in Shirei Rav, that the Kedusha Beis HaKnesses lends itself to a pigeon, right, in which the Kedusha is transferred over to the Domim in a similar way that we take, let's say, Kodshe Berek HaBayis, and we do a transfer of the Kedusha over to Domim. However, even with regard to pigeon, we do find in Kodshim sometimes that there's still a vestige of Kedusha, and that the pigeon does not completely remove the Kedusha. It still remains Kadosh. So we spoke about Psuei HaMikdashim, that even after pigeon, it's also Begiza Avoda, there's a vestige of Kedusha. Now, based on that principle, we can explain that if you sell a Beis Knesses, it could very well be that the pigeon is only a partial pigeon and there's still a vestige of Kedusha in the Beis HaKnesses. So on the one hand, the domim that you receive, that's the mocher receives the domim, that domim has to be earmarked for a high level of Kedusha. Why? Because that domim now has Kedusha to it because the Kedusha was transferred from the Beis HaKnesses to the domim. On the other hand, as far as the lokeach, the buyer, is concerned, he has what used to be a Beis Knesses. It's no longer a Beis Knesses, but there's some vestige of Kedusha, and that generates an Iser of Tashmish Shel Bizui, Shel Bizoyon. And that's what we saw yesterday.
That was the attempt of the Rav to answer the...
Oh, this was the answer to Rav Kibbeg's Kasha to justify what Rashi says on Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis regarding a Mechiras Beis HaKnesses. Rashi says, came in the Shakil Domi, right, so when this pigeon, so to speak, is effectuated through the Mechira, and now the Mocher receives Domi, Maile Lubi Kedusha Sama'ula, he has to take those Domi, which now have received the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses, and he has to use it for a higher level because of the principle of Maile B'Kodesh. Now, what's the situation of the Beis Knesses itself in the hands of the buyer? And this boggled the mind of Rabbi Kivega, because Rashi says, "Kol d'boy lokech avid, chutz midal dvarim." And Rashi refers to the second mission over here of chutz midal dvarim lemerchatz leburski letvila lebeis hamayim. So Rabbi Kivega says, "I don't understand. If this mechira is valid, and the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses was transferred over to the Domim, So if that be the case, then why does Rashi restrict the use of the Beis Knesset in the hands of the Lokeach, excluding four categories, if the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses has been removed? So I'll read to you Rav Kiveni. He says, Tamua li mizeh, came into Shakil Dami umalul of the Kedusha. So then, what's the deal here? Why is it the Kedusha? What is this Kedusha here? Let's say the Beis Knesset was sold by Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir B'maimon Anshei Ha'ir. Says Rabbi Kiveni, in that case, then he doesn't need to be Malim B'domin. And therefore, the Beis Knesset is Yotzel Lechulim. He can do whatever he wants with it. Why does Rashi restrict it? Now, if there was no Maimon Anshei Ha'ir, so then Lechora, Rashi says here, Daf Chavav, three lines up from the bottom, Rashi says, Beis Knesset B'kedusha So Omeid. Afilu B'yad HaLokeach. So the Beis Knesset retains its status. That's what Rav Soloveitchik was claiming here, that if the Mechira took place without the presence of the Anshei Ha'ir, Shalom B'maimon Anshei Ha'ir, then in that case, although you're allowed to sell the Beis Knesset, and through that sale there is a reduction, so to speak, a diminishing in the level of Kedusha, but the Kedusha still remains. And that's what Rashi means on Chav Zayin Amid Beis when he says, Chutz Midal Dvarim. And that's what we saw yesterday. And he equates, he identifies Rashi with the same Shita of the Rambam in Perkei Al Milchus Tefillah. The Ram writes, "Bnei Akfar sherotzu limkor beis haknesset shalahem." So the members of the community want to sell the Beis Knesset, and the Rambam says that they have to make sure that the buyer will not use that Beis Knesset after the sale, not as a merchatz, not as a bursuki, and not as a Beis HaTefillah or a Beis HaMayim. So that's a case where there wasn't a sale. The sale did not take place in the presence of Anshei Ha'ir. Then the Rambam says, however, if it was sold, Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir B'mayim and Anshei Ha'ir B'shasmach, then the Lokech is Mutar L'asos Bo Kol Elu. So that's a complete, total pigeon through this Mechira, in which case the Beis HaKnesset loses its status completely. But if there was no Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir, then there's only a partial removal of the Kedusha. He says the following, Hare Daramam Chilek Bein Mechiras Beis HaKnesset Stam Below Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir B'maimon Anshei Ha'ir Bein Mechiras Beis HaKnesset Al Yidei Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir B'maimon Anshei Ha'ir Dimachru Below Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir. He says, on the one hand, HaMechira does Matira Tishtamshu Shel Chol B'Veis HaKnesses. So it's that partial pinion that we saw in the case of Behemoth Baal Mum. Aval Enam Avkia Kedushoso, meaning Legamre, I would add the word. It doesn't completely remove the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. And therefore the Rambam says, Osel Ishtamish Bo Tashmishim Shel Bizu. Aval Imachru Al Yidei Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir B'maimon Anshei Ha'ir Dehavi Afka B'Kedusha Legamre Is Mutu L'Shtavish B'Afilu Tashu Shal B'Zoyah Kigo L'Mishtav Be'Peri O L'Mizre L'Fi Zeh Yesh L'Tariz Shitas Rashi. Rashi Sova Shabbos Knesses Afli Acher Mechira. Again, there was no Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir Is B'Kedusha So Ome Klomer L'Poka Legamre Kedusha Beis HaKnesses. The Amachirat Rak Matira Vehishtamshu Shalchol B'Beis HaKnesses. V'hodukam Rashi dechol devoy lokeach Ovid chutz mi'arva dvarim hu mishum di al yidei amechira huter tashmish shel chol. But the Beis HaKnesses has still a kedusha to it because it wasn't sold b'maimen ansheir, etc. And therefore, it's also mi'arva dvarim, which means tashmishim shall be zayin. So there's the distinction between a complete hafkas kedusha, where the Beis HaKnesses is mutter for everything now in the hands of Lokech, even for a tashmish shall be zayin. That's a complete removal of the kedusha. That was a mechira that was effectuated by b'maimen anshei ha'ir, as opposed to the mechira of the Bnei HaKfar without the anshei b'maimen anshei ha'ir. And in such a case, the pigeon, the mechira only effectuates a partial pigeon. The kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses still retains you are matir tashmish shel chol, but not tashmish shel bizon. Good. That's what we accomplished yesterday.
Thing is the dimyon that the Rav writes regarding
the two categories of pigeon. You mean? Yeah, is that what you mean?
What's pigeon mean?
Right.
To have some kind of
that pigeon is not an all or nothing enterprise. It's not either white or black. You could have a gray pigeon, a partial pigeon.
Yeah, to show that's relevant.
Right. The breakthrough of that concept of a partial pigeon that still retains kedusha, vestige of kedusha, is the case of pigeon kedushas haguf, which means a zevach lemizbeach, but it became a balas mum, and it's still also begins of avod even after the pigeon, and that's going to be the paradigm for mechiras beis hakneses shelo b'maimen anshei ha'ir in the case of the bnei hakfarim. So let's just see if we can finish this up. He says, "Vehine b'hach dina d'shiva tuvia ir b'maimen anshei ir tzorich ir."
That's what he wanted to explore.
Right. This is what I call the hakafa bet.
Yeah.
So we didn't get up to this yesterday. He says, "Hare luchora hashiva tuvia ir hem shluchei hakol." He says that at first glance it would seem that the Shiva Tov Ya'ir are the duly elected representatives of the community. Uboi koach shel ha tzibur. They have the status of the what's it called, notarized, you know, to represent the tzibur, and they have a din of shliach. Is im kevet sheyesh kan maimon anshei ha'ir. Now you're telling me that I need both Maimon Anshei Ha'ir and Shiva Tov Ya'ir. Well, that doesn't make any sense. If you already have Maimon Anshei Ha'ir, Ma Mosif Shetzar Gam Shiva Tov Ya'ir, Dema Adifus Yeshu Shliach Me'a Meshalech. You're adding the Shliach. The Meshalech is there personally. It's the Anshei Ha'ir, and they are participating in the Mechira. So then why call it the shliach? That doesn't make any sense. I mean, the shliach is meaningful if there's no in the absence of the mishalech, but here the mishalech is present. So here we need a what we call a brisket zvei dinim. You're going to have to tell me that there are two functions and two accomplishments. One is relative to X, and you need a Tov Ya'ir. The other is relative to Y. The two dimensions here of the Mechira of the Beis HaKnesses. Asher nir levar bazeh, the Beis HaKnesses yeshtei chalusei bailus. The concept of ownership of a Beis HaKnesses splits into two different chalosim, two different halachic entities. Chada, on one level we're talking about simple, classic bailus. The Anshei Ha'ir heim hashutofim beveis haknesses ubailim oleha. So again, from this perspective, that the Anshei Ha'ir are partners in the Beit HaKnesset, I mean, they shall bow to build it. They're shutofim beveis haknesset, therefore they're the bailim on the Beit HaKnesset. So that's clearly the din of the requirement of b'maimen Anshei Ha'ir. They have to participate in this mechira. If I'm a partner, you can't sell the object to somebody without my agreement with I my consent. V.O. This is the breakthrough. He says the Beit HaKnesset Havichalot Shem Momon Stoka. Okay, he introduces now the concept of tztaka. See, I thought at this point he was going to introduce some sort of kedusha concept. Like, you know, we saw yesterday with regard to the issue of Yerushalayim, whether or not it lends itself to Tumas Negoyim. So we differentiated between ownership, because the Torah says, Achuz Aschem, that you have to have private ownership. And then we spoke about kedusha. That's something that's kadosh, is not, that doesn't lend itself to tumas negoyim. We spoke about those two dimensions, but the Rav is not operating with those two dimensions here. According to his presentation, the second dimension above beyond shutvis is called mamon staka, and somehow mamon staka is a new kind of bialus that belongs to, I don't know what, to some, it's like a Hegdish kind of concept, you know, it belongs to some sort of a corporation that maybe represents all the communities in the world. And to prove this, he quotes a Gemara in Erchin, on Daf Vavam in Beis, Toner Rabbanon, Yisrael Shis Nadev Menorah Oner LeBeis HaKnesses, Pasul Lishanosa. Okay, now these dinim of Asul Lishanosa apply whenever there's a contribution of tztaka. So if I earmark my tztaka, I want to give a gift for X, you can't use it for Y. So in this case, I gave it for a menorah. You can't use it to build a shul. Or I gave it, I dedicated it for Nair, you can't use it for whatever purpose you want. Omalei Rav Ami, Om Rav Yochanan, Lo Shanu, when do you have this limitation that Osel Shanosa El Lidvar HaRashus Av Lidvar Mitzvah Mutal Lishnosa? So again, I'm not learning the sugya now in Erchim, but you see that there are various details and conditions about Stoka with regard to the Beis HaKnesset, when you're allowed to change it. He did earmark it, and therefore you can't use it for something else, when you're allowed to use it for something else. And the Rambam codifies this halacha in Perek Ches Mehilchus Matnas Anir. Of course, because Matnas Anir is the laws of tztaka. And he writes, Mishis Nadev Benora Oner LeBeis HaKnesses Osu L'Shanosa V'im L'Dvar Mitzvah Mutu L'Shanosa Afal Pishalo Nishtaka Shem Bailim Me'oleha. So you can, even though everybody knows that menorah was dedicated by, or contributed by Reuven, but nevertheless, you're allowed to use it for a Dvar Mitzvah. El Omrim Lo, HaMenorah Oner Shel Ploni, V'im Nishtkaka Shem Baile Me'oleh, Mutul Shanos Afil Dvar Rishus. Again, many, many different dinim here, details. Hine, says Rav Salvechik, Din Zehu Midinei Tztoka, V'lachein Heviu Aram Melukas Matnas Anir. The base Knesset gam can have a reshus ubailus shel tzedaka. Vashenire, the mashen tzrichim l'shiva tovi ha'ir v'gam l'maimon anshei ha'ir who came on the yesh v'beis Knesset shtei bailim tzrichim reshus mishneim l'mochro. The ad bailus sheyesh l'beis Knesset a classic bailus of choshen mishvat shayach l'bnei ha'ir, so that beis Knesset belongs to the members of the city. Hamachira tzricha lios b'maimon anshei ha'ir. Vashuva tove ha'ir boyim v'toras shluchei bezdin v'gizbarei tztaka. This is the breakthrough. What's the role of the shuva tove ha'ir? They're not representative, at least in this capacity, of the b'nei ha'ir. They're representative of the gizbarei tztaka, who are in charge of communal charity funds and are appointed by the Beis Din. So Beis Din is in charge of divvying up, directing and redirecting monies of tztaka. And the Shiva Tovei Ha'ir, they are the representatives of Beis Din. Vashanira Levi. Obviously, everything here is brand new. I mean, this is total revolution. At this point, I'm a skeptic. You know, it's so revolutionary that you know you're introducing new sugyas and new concepts that are totally unfamiliar to me. He says, "Levar Yoser Mizeh Dema Demoil Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir Dehem Shluchei Bezdin Ubiyodom Rishus Lafkia HaHegdesh." Okay, now he calls it Hegdesh. Before he was using the word Staka, Moment Staka. I don't know, maybe these terms are interchangeable. I don't know. He says that to understand the way this works, Ma Moel, Levair Ma Moel, Shiva Tovia Ir, as Shluchei Bezdin, to be Mafkia, this Moment Shal Staka, or Hegdesh. Is for that, he says, you have to understand a concept called Lev Bezdin Masna Leia. That Bezdin has the ability to control and set up conditions as far as Hegdish is concerned. Kirmatsidu Vishmuel Staf Yudam and Bez, the Tmidim Shlo Hutsuchu Litzibur Niftim Tmimim. Wow. We have a halacha in Kedushas HaGuf that you can't be poda Kedushas HaGuf unless it becomes a balmum. But as long as it's tamim, there's no such thing as pidyon on Kedushas HaGuf. And yet, the Gemara discusses the case of tamidim. So they designated a certain number of sheep as tamidim for the carbon tamid, and they had a surplus. So what happens with that surplus? So the Gemara says you can be poded. Now, how can you be poded? Something that's got kedushas haguf and it's not a malbum. So the Gemara asks, "V'chi kedusha shebahem lehechan holcha?" That's the Gemara's kashin shvus. How can you do a pidyon on kedushas haguf? It's a contradiction in terms. Where did the kedusha go? V'tirtza Gemara sham yud aleph amin aleph. So the sugya apparently starts on yud amin beis, continues on to yud aleph. The Lev Bezdin Masna Lehem. That when they were Magdish the Tmidim, Bezdin made a Tnai. Im Hutzuchu, Hutzuchu. If we need these Tmidim, we'll use them. Vim Lav, you and Mehem. Then it becomes Kedushas Domin. So imagine you're looking at an animal, which you assume, if all things are equal, it will be brought on the Mizbeach, and you're declaring about this animal, that it's either Kedushas Domim Kedushas HaGuf L'Mizbeach or Kedushas Domim. And what's going to make that determination? It depends whether Hutzuchu or Lo Hutzuchu. If it's Hutzuchu, then we're being Magdishit L'Mizbeach. If it's Lo Hutzuchu, we're being Magdishit L'Domim. Pirush Rashi, V'zeh Lashono, Delev Bezdin Masna Aleim B'Shas L'Kicha. That's when they bought these Tmidim. Bezdin made a Tanai, Delo Lindishu Kedusha Saguf Ella Hatzrichim, those that we need. Ubechol Midi the Tzibur, Nostin Bezdin Lev, which literally translates that anything that's relevant to the ownership of the Tzibur, Bezdin pays attention. And they pay attention in the sense that they make conditions. And now he quotes a Ramah in Simon Reish Ayin Gimel with regard to various parts of a Beit HaKnesset. And this Ramah quotes in Simon Kuf Nun Dalet in the name of the Trumas HaDeshen, Dinagu Lihenos Bekama Hanos Midivrei Kedusha. This reminds me of, you know, what the heter is from having a kiddush in a shul. You know, usually a beis knesses is designated for davening, not for eating. I mean, to some people, eating is more important than davening. But I mean, al pi halacha. But in any event, the case of the Trumas HaDeshen is the following. Kigon mitpachos shel sfarim. Wow, you're talking about a mantle of a Sefer Torah here. Now I'm assuming, I don't know, I'm not learning Kuf Nun Dalet here, but if we had a Mishnah Berurah, that probably a Shulchan of a Beis HaKnesses is used to read the Torah. It has a din of a teva, and maybe even more holy than a teva. And Hatam, he says, how can you use these objects? Mishum dekeva dinogu kein is therefore Lev Bezdin Masna Lehen, Meikara. Now again, the Truma Sadesh is living six centuries ago. He's not talking about the Beis HaMikdash. He's not talking about the Beis Din at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But nevertheless, there's some sort of halach of Lev Beis Din Masna Leah. And again, I think this is something to do with the concept of a Tanai, that you build a Beis HaKnesses on a Tanai. Says Rav Salveitchik, Kmoche Nir Lefai Shalcha Kishe Gdishu at Sibra Beis HaKnesses. So the Beis Din now is sublave, they pay attention. Vehisnu Sheyu Sheyehe Kadosh Kolzman Sheyishtam Shubo Aval Imi Mcheru B'Shiva Tovia Tipoka Kedushoso. It's just like we were mafkia the Kedusha in Masechta Shavuos in a case of Tmidim Deinam Tzrichim, or for example in the case of Mitpachos Shel Sfarim, the Truma Sadesh says that we can apply the principle of Lev Beis Din Masna Leah, and therefore we can be mafkir the Kedusha of the Mitpachos Shel Sfarim. So too, every synagogue that's built by the Tzibur is built with a Lev Beis Din Masna Leah, that it should be Kadosh as long as they need it and they designate it for prayer. But once they sell it, the Shiva Tovia Ir will function as the representatives of Beis Din with this Tanai to say that if they sell the Beis Knesses, then Parka Kedushasa. Where do we see that Beis Din has the power to be Mafkia Kedusha? We saw it in the Gemara in Tmidim Shlo Hutzuchu that Lev Beis Din Masna Leah. We saw it in the application to Mitpacho Shel Sfarim Shulchan Shel Beis HaKnesses, the Truma Sadesh, Lev Beis Din Masna Leah. And now we're applying Lev Beis Din Masna Leah to the case of the sale of the Beis HaKnesses, to remove the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses, based on this power and authority that's invested in Beis Din. But here, who's representing Beis Din? The Shiva Tovia Ir.
The assumption is that the Shiva Tovia Ir are appointed by the Beis Din, or?
I don't know how that works. I mean, he doesn't go into the nitty-gritty details here about the logistics of it. I don't know.
I was
going to
say, when you look.
You know, Beis Din usually is made up of scholars who maybe they had smicha, maybe ish mipi ish, back to Moshe Rabbeinu if you require smicha, or maybe we have a principle called Birshus Sayukov, you know, that the original Beis Din transfers Rishus over to a later Beis Din, even if that later Beis Din doesn't have the same status. I don't know how all these things work out in the case of Shiva Tovia Yair. I just don't know enough about Shiva Tovia
Yair. Status which is different from the Anshei Yair.
Correct. Because the Anshei Yair, they come forward with their bilus of Shutvis.
Right.
And they say, okay, we gave that scumbag to sell the Beis HaKnesses, but we still have another problem because the Beis HaKnesses is also at the same time Mamon Shel Tzedakah, which gives it a quasi-Hegdesh status. And to remove that Hegdesh, we need Lev Beis Din Masna. That Beis Din says, you know what? When we're Magdish this Beis HaKnesses, we did it only because we wanted to use it as a Makom Tefillah. But if an event that down the line the reality changes and we no longer want to use it for a Makom Tefillah, we could sell it. And once we sell it, we remove that Kedusha. So how does Beis Din have the power to remove Kedusha? As the Gemara asks in Shavuos, the Kedusha Lehen Lehen and the Holcha, where did the Kedusha evaporate? And the Gemara answers, Lehen Beis Din Masna. There's some sort of original Tanai in Beis Din, and Rav Salveitchik wants to apply that to the concept of Shiva Tovia Ir. So the Mela Rabbo said we could begin to understand Rava, coming back to our Sugya Nav Chafmav, because ultimately we want to land back in the Seth of Megillah. That Rava says that if it was sold in by the Sheva Tuva Ir, but Maim and Anshe Ir, then Paka Kedushasa Lagamre. And even as far as Tashma shall be Zion, it was Mutter. And how can you effectuate? The answer is because what is that Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses? Well, number one, it's an ownership of the Tzibur of the Anshe Ir, the Bnei Ir. And number two, it becomes Mamon Shel Tzedakah, like Mamon Shel Hegdesh. And we can sell it the Maimon Anshei Ir and remove the Shutvis, or sell the ownership of the Shutvim of the Bnei Ir. And at the same time, we're going to apply the principle of Lev Beis Din Masna Leah insofar as the Shiva Tuvei Ir represent Beis Din. And that's going to remove the Hegdesh dimension of the Beis HaKnesses. Again, none of this contradicts everything that we discussed yesterday in what I called Hakafa Aleph. That was a case where they sold it without the Shiva Tuvia Ir. So that was just a sale of a Beis Nes Shel Kfarim, and that sale was enough to be Matir Tashma Shel Chol as a partial pigeon, but it wasn't a full-fledged pigeon, and it was still a vestige of Kedusha that expressed itself in the Dalim Tvarim of Tashmishi Bizoim. So again, Rabbi, I'm not trying to tell you I understand everything here. You know, obviously, this is a profound sugya, but at least I feel I'm making a little bit of progress. You know, this, my rule in learning is always misery loves company. I get more hanoah about the fact that somebody asks the same question and addresses the same problem, even if I don't always understand the answer.
So the answer here, are they the same people that would have been in time of the basic mission bringing Mamados? Would they be the same? Is that the same?
Well, in the case of Mamados, I think the Mamados are just representative of all of Klal Yisrael. I think here we're talking about a basic mission.
Mamados were representative of the cities. Different cities came.
No, I don't think so. What I mean to say is that Al Pudin sits the Karban Tomin, and the Karban Tomin belongs to the entire team of Klal Yisrael.
I'm talking in terms of they were Anshei Ma'amad would come, they would have the Kavanis, then had Mamados, they were representatives of different cities.
But it was only for a Karban Tzibur. There's no such thing as a Karban Ha'ir. You know, either it's a Karban Yalkut, or Karban Ashutfin, which is a Karban Yachid, or there's a Karban Tzibur. So the Mamados was, if it was a Karban Yachid, then the Yachid would have to come personally and stand in the Azor, or outside the Azor.
I thought they were representative of different cities. Okay.
Again, no, it could be, you're right, in terms of how we set up the Mishmaros and so forth and so on. It could be. But in terms of their function, they represent the entire Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, because it's a Karban Tzibur. Now here he has a sugi Masechta in Masechta Megillah that we didn't get up to yet. Okay, so you know what? Maybe what we should do is, in order to appreciate the remainder of this essay, maybe we should, again, we'll be skipping a little bit in the Gemara. Officially now we're on the top of Chavavah Amid Beis, correct? Lebishtei Beis Shikra, Shafir Domi. That's where we got up to. But what we're going to do is, we're going to change the Seder a little bit. I mean, we only have about 15 minutes left, 20 minutes left. So we'll change the Seder. We'll learn another Keta on the bottom of Chavavah Amid Beis. And then tomorrow, we'll fill in the blanks. So let's take a look two lines above the end of Chavav Amid Beis. Okay. Omar of Papa Mishmei de Rava. Again, it doesn't say Rava here. I don't know, you have Girsos here, whatever it might be. Let's assume it's Rava.
Parentheses here.
Okay. Mi Beik Nishta Lebeira Bonon Shori. Mi Beira Bonon Beik Nishta Asi. So we're talking about the pigeon. Again, when I use the word pigeon here, again, in the light of Rav Soloveitchik's presentation, I'm just borrowing that term from Kodshim and applying it here, right? And pigeon means that I'm transferring Kedusha from object A to object B. And there are two objects in front of me. One is called a Beit Knishta, and the other is called a Beit Rabbanon. A Beit Medrash, correct. So the question is, we have to decide whether or not we can effectuate a pigeon of what's called Shavah B'Shavah. What I mean to say is that I can, let's say I evaluate object A as being 100, I can effectuate a pigeon if I have 100 in front of me and the transfer of Kedusha goes from object A to the 100. Now, in the case of a Beit Knishta, we're talking not only about the status of the Beis Knesses in Choshen Mishpah terms, its value on the market, you know, how beautiful was the Beis HaKnesses, but we're also talking about its status as Hegdesh, as we saw before. Now, if you want to transfer Hegdesh from object A, that's called the Beis HaKnesses, to object B, which is the Beis HaMedrash, you can only do so, you can only make that exchange, if the Beis HaMedrash has at least the same status in Hegdesh as the Beis HaKnesses. And now there's a twofold question that Rav Papa Mishmeidarov is addressing. Number one, can I take a Beis HaKnesses and replace it with a Bei Rabbanon? When I say replace it, I don't mean to say that there are two different structures here, but
exchange the use.
Exactly, the yud. You know, you could exchange the designation. And the flip side would be, can I change the designation of a Beis HaMedrash and make it into a Beis HaKnesses? And apparently this whole sugya revolves around Kedusha. Which is more holy? A Beis HaKnesses, which is dedicated to Tefillah, or a Beis HaMedrash, which is dedicated to Torah? Fascinating question when you think about it almost in philosophical terms. Now, which is greater, Tefillah or Torah? You know, on the one hand we say that Talmud Torah can be Kula. So it would seem that Torah has a greater Kedusha. And therefore, if the principle of Ein Moridin B'Kodesh is going to apply, it says Rav Papi, you can take a Beis HaKnesses and you could redirect it or redesignate it, if there's such a phrase, redesignate it as a Bei Rabbanon, because that's considered going up in a level of Kedusha.
It's an elevation.
Elevation, excellent. It's an elevation. However, the opposite is not allowed. The Bei Rabbanon, to take a base HaMedrash, which is dedicated to Torah study, LeBei Knishta, and transform it or redesignate it into a Beis HaKnesses, that's Asur. And why is that Asur? So Rashi says, because Ein Moridin B'Kedusha. Oh, I don't see it now in Rashi, but anyway, let's assume Ein Morina B'Kedusha. That's my translation here. So let me just summarize what we said. If you're going from a Beis Knesses to a Bei Rabbanon, that's called Maila B'Kedusha. But if you're going to take a Beis HaMedrash and turn it into Beis HaKnesses, that's called Ein Morina B'Kedusha. Now, in the footnote here, he quotes the Bir Halacha of the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Nun Gimel, and he says that the same qualification, the same din of Rav Papi, would apply to a sale. In Rotzel Lemochro, if he wants to sell a Beis HaMedrash in Veliknos B'Dama Beis HaKnesses and use the Dumim to buy Beis HaKnesses, he can't do so, because that's Ein Morina B'Kedusha. Now we have another Shita. V'Rav Papa Mishmei D'Rava Masni Ibcha. He understood that the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is even greater than that of a Kedusha's Beis HaMedrash. A place that's dedicated for Tefillah has a sanctity that supersedes that place which is designated for Torah. And therefore, to take a Beis HaKnesses and redesignate it as a Beis HaMedrash, that's Asur. But to take a Beis HaMedrash and rededicate it as a Beis HaKnesses, that would be Mutter. Omer Rav Acha, and we'll take a look at Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, Kavase Derav Papi Mistafa. He likes the first opinion. In other words, Kedusha's Beis HaMedrash for Torah supersedes that of a Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses for Tefillah. The Omer Rav Yishuv Ben Levi, Beis HaKnesses Mutter LaSoso Beis HaMedrash Shmamina. Now again, you know, it's a funny kind of thing when he says the Omer Rav Yeshua. It's the Kavosin Rav Papi Mistavra. I mean, Rav Yeshua is basically saying it explicitly. I don't know why you have to say it's Mistavra, but I think he means to say that the other way around is also. You know, Rav Yeshua the Levi doesn't tell you, but we're filling in the blanks here, that also lasos mi beis HaMedrash beis HaKnesses. Now the Gemara is going to quote a machlokes here about which Kedusha is greater, the Beis HaKnesses or the Beis HaMedrash. Darash Rav Papa, my dechsiv, okay, the pasuk in Melachim Beis, Vayisraf es Beis Hashem ves Beis HaMelech ves kol bata Yushalayim ves kol Beis Gadol Saraf Ba'esh. Okay, so let's look at a little bit of history. We're talking about Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, who conquers Yerushalayim. He sends Tzidkio into Golus, and he appoints Nebuzaradan as his head honcho. And Nebuzaradan v'saraf es beis Hashem v'es Yerushalayim. So this pasuk is now describing the great destruction of the Beis Hashem of Yerushalayim at the hands of Nebuzaradan at the time of Golus Nebuchadnezzar. So now let's take a look at this pasuk. The pasuk mentions Beis Hashem and then Beis HaMelech. Beis Hashem, ze Beis Migdash. Beis HaMelech, Elu Plotarin Shel Melech. These are the palaces of the king. So not only does Nebuzaradan destroy the Beis HaMikdash, he destroys the palaces of the king. And then the pasuk says, V'eis Kol Bate Yerushalayim Kimashma'an. And as these are the houses, the dwelling places of the Jews in Yerushalayim. And that's also destroyed by Nebuzaradan. And then it says, "Ves kol bayis gadol sarif be'esh." Now, what is this bayis gadol? And you know, the word gadol is relative, meaning it's greater than. You know, when you say something is great, meaning it's greater than. And here we're going to have machlokas. What is this bayis gadol that's greater? Is it a beis hakneses and it's greater than a beis hamedrash, or is it a beis hamedrash that's greater than a beis hakneses? Is we have here machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. What is bayis gadol? Chad Amar, according to one, makom shemagadlim bo Torah, means what's greater here is a beis hamedrash. Makom shemagadlim bo Torah, because what's a beis hamedrash? It's a place with kibbutz rabim lilmod Torah. Fine. The Chadomar, Mokom Shemagadlin, Bo Tfila, where the gathering of the people is in a Beis HaKnesses with Tfila. Mandi Omar Torah. According to one Mandi Omar, the Bais Gadol is to be identified as a Beis HaMedrash Tchsiv, because it says in Yeshayahu HaNovi, Hashem Chafet Zaman Tzidko Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. That's a base medrash, because that's where there's ribui Torah. So it says Yagdil Torah, that's a reference to a base hamedrash. Now again, does it say in that pasuk that a base hamedrash is greater than a base hakneses? It doesn't say so. But what it does say is that this place, a base hamedrash, is dedicated for ribui Torah, lahagdil Torah. And that puts the Beis HaMedrash on a very special plane, gives it a great status, and therefore we identify Bayis Gadol as a Beis HaMedrash. Umandi Omar Tfila. What's the pasuk that explains that Bayis Gadol is a reference to Beis HaKnesses? The Chsiv, it says in the pasuk in Malachim Beis, Sapra No, I'm going to read the whole pasuk, Sapra No Li Eis Kol Hagdolos Asher Osa Lisha. We're talking about the Melech Yehoram, who asks Gehazi that he should tell him the whole story of Elisha with the Shunamis. You know that Elisha was able to achieve resurrection of the dead. He was Machai Mesim of this young boy who is the son of the Shunamis. And Yehoram wants to hear from Gehazi all the details of the story. Ve'Elisha Di'avad v'rachmehu di'avad, and the story of Elisha, where he's Mechaya the Ben Ashunamis, v'rachmeh avad, rachmeh means tefillah, right? Tefillah is rachmeh. So you see the power of tefillah, that with tefillah you're able to be Mechaya Mesim. So the language here in the Pasuk is Sapra Na, etc., Hagidolos. Just like we had Yagdil, right, Gadol in the case of a Beis HaMedrash, and that was one Mandi Omer, that the Bais Gadol is a Beis HaMedrash. Here we have the word gadol or gdolos as a reference to tefillah. So we see that the word gdolos was formulated with regard to tefillah. And therefore, when it says bais gadol in the pasuk that we described about Nevuzaradan, that bais gadol is a reference to the batei knesiyot shemispalim shon. And it seems that this machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yishuv and Levi revolves around the issue of kedusha of a bais knesses versus kedusha of a bais hamedrash, which kedusha supersedes. And again, we don't understand what lies here at the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. That's what we're going to see in Mitzvah tomorrow. And Rav Soloveitchik is going to go into great detail analyzing this machlokas. But the bottom line is that which is a bias gadol, which is the greater bias, is it the base tefillah or the base Torah? That's machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Who holds what, we don't know until we get to Tistayin. So Gemara now tries to prove who holds which. If we can prove one man the Omer, then by process of elimination we know the other. Tistayin, the Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, who the Omer, lemokom shemagadlin bo Torah. Why? Because we had the statement of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi earlier that Beis Knesses mutol asoso Beis HaMedrash. In other words, that the Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is greater than that of the Beis HaKnesses. So therefore, when it says Bayis Gadol, according to Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, it means Bayis Shemagadlin Bo Torah Shmamina. And this is the end of the sugya. And the Rambam paskins in Hilchus Tefillah Perikud Aleph Aloch Yudalid that we accept the sheet of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, namely that the Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is greater than the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, and therefore you're allowed to transform a Beis HaKnesses into a Beis HaMedrash, but not the reverse. So that's what we have here. And I'll just read to you at least the first paragraph here. He says, the Rambam says, "Mutol asos beis haknesses beis hamedrash, amal beis hamedrash also asos beis haknesses shekedushas beis hamedrash yisera al kedushas beis haknesses umaylo bekodesh v'ein moridim v'tzorach bir v'may pligi Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi." Ikdushas beis haknesses on kedushas beis hamedrash gidola. The ayin bechidusha Ramban al maseth the Megillah daf chav heyam in beis shetoma eich beis haknesses nimkar halo dover aroy legufo v'mukdoshim eino nifte. Now the Ramban equates the kedusha beis haknesses with what we call in kodshim kedushas haguf. And there's no pidyon in Kedushas HaGuf. So how do you effectuate a quasi-pidyon, a substitute pidyon, by selling a Beis HaKnesses? Beis HaKnesses is Gufo Kadosh. It's Kedushas HaGuf. V'su, ki machu shiva tu v'tovi ha'ir v'may v'an she'ir, hechi shari damayu l'mishta beis shikra halon itfasa v'kedushasa. Right, halacha pidyon is that the kedusha transfers over to the donor, and then Rava comes along and says that if the synagogue was sold b'shiva tu ve'ir b'maimen ansheir, then the donor you're allowed to buy beer. There's no tfisas donor or tfisas kedusha in the donor. Why not? If it is a pidyon, if for some reason, even though it's kedusha saguf, nevertheless the synagogue lends itself to pidyon, then when you pode it, I don't care with the anshe this and anshe that, you still have kedusha. So how could it be that you're going to be matir the use of the beis haknesses? How does that happen? Or right, let me reformulate those words. How could it be that you could take the dovim that you received, that the seller received for the sale of the Beis HaKnesses and buy beer with it? We have a din of nitfasim v'kedushasim, that when you transfer the kedusha from X to Y, then Y now becomes kadosh. So in this case, you're transferring the kedusha over to the damim. How can you then take the damim and buy beer with it? And I'll just read to you the Ramban's breakthrough here, which is, again, it sort of undermines everything we've been assuming until now. The Ramban says the Beis HaKnesses also kintashmishei mitzvah. It's not kedusha, it's mitzvah, because it's designated for tefillah. And he compares it to other tashmishei mitzvah, like a lulav and a sukkah. So this is a radical change in our whole understanding of what Kedusha is in the case of Beis HaKnesses. It's not Tashmishei Kedusha at all, according to the Ramban. It's purely Tashmishei Mitzvah. It's designated for a mitzvah. It's like a lulav that you designate for a mitzvah. Sukkah is designated for a mitzvah. Now, we have halach in Tashmishei Mitzvah that when you finish the mitzvah, is nizrakim. You can take a lulav and throw it in the rubbish. There's no kedusha to a lulav. It's tashmishei mitzvah as long as it's designated for a mitzvah. And bizman a mitzvah, yesh linog bo kavod. You have to treat it with respect because it's got the status of tashmishei mitzvah. Like the Gemara quotes here, osel hartzos mos kineged nechanim. That's a use of the mos. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, use of the ner. So the Gemara says, v'chi ner kedusha yesh bo, it's tashmishei mitzvah. So the Gemara says that it's also b'toras tashmishei mitzvah. But he says that as far as Beis HaKnesses go, calls much b'nei ha'ir, rotziv l'spalel bo, mitzvah san olav v'noam gibo kedusha, it has the din of tashmishei mitzvah. Sherim adayin lo omers man mitzvah san. They decided to sell it. It's not an issue of how can you be po the hegdish, right? In hegdish, there's no such thing as kodesh legufo with pigeon. And then you're asking, how can you take the domain that you received in payment and use it for buying beer? No, it has nothing to do with this. This is already a decision to sell it means that it's no longer the yuad, it's no longer designated for the mitzvah. So tashmishei mitzvah nizrakim liachar shenasis mitzvasa. Right? You can take a lulav and after zman a mitzvah, you can throw it out. It has no kedusha. Now, if the Beis HaKnesses only has a din of tashmishei mitzvah, then the very moment you undermine that designation for the sake of tefillah, it no longer is tashmishei mitzvah. It's like the lulav after yontif. It's no longer designated for the mitzvah. Is memele, I understand that the domim have no kedusha to it, and you can do with it what you want and buy beer. And memele, I understand that the Beis HaKnesses itself has no kedusha, and therefore you can use the Beis HaKnesses in any way you choose to use it. So this is not a case of pigeon of mukdashim mukdushas aguf, but rather this is a din of tashmishei mitzvah. Tashmishei mitzvah, as long as it's designated for the mitzvah, you have to be knowing bo kavod. But after the designation for the mitzvah terminates, then it no longer has that din. So bleed end tomorrow, we're going to talk about this Ramban. I mean, this Ramban changed our whole understanding of the sugya of mechiras Beis HaKnesses. It's no longer a din of pigeon as we've been developing. I guess the same thing applies to Beis HaMedrash according to the Ramban. It's designated for the mitzvah of Levit Torah. But if you have a better place for Levit Torah, so then it's no longer designated. It loses its status as Tashmishei Mitzvah.